What we do has consequences. Come to work every day and don't waver.
That's the new Showtime drama, Billions, set in the high-stakes world of New York finance. Think hedge funds and Wall Street. So what kind of drama surrounds the real-life Billions at the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation?
Whether it's going well or going poorly, it pretty much looks the same.
That's Jim Parise, the corporation's director of fixed income. And for a guy who manages billions of dollars, he seems really calm.
I mean, it's just a steady group of people that have been doing it a long time and know what they're doing.
So what's the secret to staying so relaxed when you're responsible for investments that are worth every piece of taxable property in Juneau a dozen times over?
It's about $52 billion total, so yeah. We all are managing billions each. But we think of it as units. I mean, if you think of it as actual money, you would go crazy.
But units or not, markets can be unpredictable. The financial crisis comes to mind.
2008 was really, really tough because you, no matter what you did, you were getting hurt.
In fact, in the early days of the Great Recession, the fund was literally losing millions of dollars a day.
And it was tough, and we were down quite a bit. But that's when you really tested to see whether or not your philosophy and the way that you manage and your discipline, the way you manage money, works.
He says at the time, they placed a lot of high-conviction bets based on their analysis.
You knew that they were going to come back. Didn't feel like it at the time.
But their bets paid off. And by 2010, the fund was once again seeing positive returns. So what does a day look like when you're dealing with that much money? Well, it starts early to match the time in New York. Parise gets in at about 5 a.m.
That's when a issuer like Microsoft may decide to bring a bond deal. They do it first thing in the morning. And so we have to be here to be able to say, yeah, we'd like some of those bonds or not. And it allows us to do that. If we came in too much later, then we would miss out on those opportunities.
A lot of that buying and selling happens on the computer nowadays, but sometimes it still comes down to a negotiation on the phone.
We have to agree on a price, and so we go back and forth. It's not just a guess. We have they have very good data, we have very good data, and we use it against each other to try and figure out what the best price is.
So how does he know what's a fair price? Parise says their analysis often points to a natural price that they think the bond is worth. So if the price dips below this natural level, he might take the opportunity to buy it on the cheap. Or he might sell a bond if it goes higher before the price comes back down. This strategy requires patience. And in general, the fund relies on taking a long-term approach.
The nice thing for the fund is we have an infinite time horizon.
That's Executive Director Angela Rodell.
So we can make 5, 8, 10-year investments, knowing we don't need to see the returns on that. Or realize the returns on that within the next year.
That kind of long-term outlook could come with some trade-offs. Greg Erickson owns an economic consulting firm, Erickson & Associates. He says that there may be a disconnect between long-term results and who's responsible for them.
Well, the problem with that is that, in my view, is that the Permanent Fund is a political organization that's run on behalf of the people of Alaska. And how are the people of Alaska able to judge whether they've done well or not if their time horizon is 15 years? By the time 15 years rolls around and you can prove, or 10 years, and you can prove that they've either done poorly or well, the people who are responsible for that are long gone.
The people responsible for that ultimately are the corporation's board of trustees, who are appointed by the governor. Erickson says evaluating the fund's performance is also difficult because it's unique. There aren't that many multi-billion dollar funds with similar goals to compare to. One possibility is the public employees' retirement system and teachers' retirement system, often called PERS and TERS. PERS and TERS have slightly higher returns over the past 10 years, but they also have different goals and strategies. PERS and TERS have to bring in a certain amount of money to cover retirement benefits, while the Permanent Fund Corporation puts a higher priority on preserving the value of the fund. Ultimately, Parise says he has faith in his colleagues at the Permanent Fund.
Everybody here is very, very passionate about what they do, and they've dedicated themselves to it. And I think that Alaskans should take comfort in the fact that there's people here that really, really care about the Permanent Fund. They care about Alaska, and they care about managing money.
The Permanent Fund's annualized total return since 1985 are just over 9%. In Juneau, I'm David Purdy.